Hi, I'm Ed Harkness, and this is my poem, At the Curling Rink. I can no longer feel my feet. Even at 13, in my thin-soled sneakers, the world wore an ominous grin. Here, in this weird bowling alley, was a case in point. My father, still in his polished work shoes, necktie tucked into his shirt, the flaps of his orange fur-lined hat pulled down, crouches over the granite stone. His gloved hand grips the handle, one knee on the ice, his head bowed as if lost in a prayer of contrition. He glances up, left and right, at his teammates, ready with their brooms. They nod. He pushes himself forward, the stone moving with him just below his chin. He releases the stone as if ejecting in slow motion some heavy part of himself. Sweep, calls the captain to the sweepers. They scoot sideways with the creaking slide of the stone, smacking the ice like a demented cleanup crew. At the time, I could not fathom why my father and the men who rarely talked were utterly absorbed in a sport in which almost nothing happens. Still, it was hypnotic. I knew then my role in life would be to take note, to observe. I'd need to come up with a plan to appear normal, to go on living in this icy theater of the absurd. In the glare of the rink neon, my toes frozen, while heavy round stones float dreamlike toward the colored rings of the target. Shuffleboard was thrilling by comparison. I still see the smoke of my father's breath clouded above him, still hear the slap, slap of the brooms on the ice, the captain shouting, sweep or halt, followed by the loud clack of colliding stones. Once, under winter stars, walking back to the car, his gloved hand in my gloved hand, I asked, who won? They did, he said. Has our team ever won? He smiled, looked at me and said nothing. Then, let's just the two of us go grab a burger and a shake.